Next patient is Margaret Dorcius. D, D as in David. D-O-R-C-E-U-S. Dorcius, Margaret. M-A-R-G-A-R-E-T. Margaret Dorcius. D as in David. Dorcius. D-O-R-C-E-U-S. Date of birth is 10-19-1964. Date of visit is 1-8-24. Please make a copy for Erin Ho. I'm sorry, How. Erin, E-R-I-N. How, H-O-U-G-H. H-O-U-G-H, M-D. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is persistent cough and fatigue. Next paragraph, history of illness. This is a 59-year-old female who states that she had COVID-19 infection in February of 23. Developed a persistent cough after a month after her infection. Patient denied any fevers or chills, but had some vertigo. And she had mostly a dry cough and denies some apoptosis. She states a chest X-ray has not been done, but her recent labs were within normal limits. And the hemoglobin was 13.9 and a SED rate of 6. The patient has symptoms of vertigo and extreme fatigue, and was told she had she was told that she has long COVID. She has been able to go to work and has never been hospitalized. The patient denies any nausea, vomiting, GI bleed, denies leg or calf muscle pains, and has no joint pains or skin lesions. Next paragraph, past history. Past history includes history of benign cystic mole from her right breast. And history for COVID-19 infection a year ago. She denies hypertension, but has hypolipidemia. And next paragraph. Habits the patient denies smoking. No alcohol use. I'm sorry, she has used alcohol occasionally. Works as an analyst. Next paragraph, allergies. No drug allergies, but has hay fever and environmental allergies. Next paragraph. Family history. Mother has a history of bronchiectasis and reactive airways. And father is in good health. Next paragraph. System review. Patient has fatigue, no weight loss. Denies cataracts or glaucoma. She has vertigo and some hoarseness. No nosebleeds. She has shortness of breath, wheezing and cough. She has no abdominal pains. Denies black stools. She has diarrhea and no constipation. She has no chest or jaw pain, but has palpitations, no leg swelling. She has anxiety and has hay fever. She denies joint pains and muscle aches. denies seizures but has headaches and denies memory loss and no skin rash, no itching. Next, medalist, Zitia 10 milligrams daily. Next, physical exam, this is averagely built. Averagely built, middle-aged white female is lit, pale but no acute distress. Blood pressure is 135 by 80, pulse is 75, respiration is 18, temperature 97.6, weight is 160, saturation 97. HGNT norms, phanic pupils react when equal. Tongue is moist, throat is clear, ears, no inflammation, nasmic was injected. Neck supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement, no lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions and breath sounds are diminished at the periphery with scattered beats in the upper lung fields. Heart, the absence of regular S1 and S2, no murmur, and S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no lesions or edema, no calf tenderness. Reflexes 1 plus with no gross motor upsets, cranial nerves, ghostly intact. Skin, no lesions observed. Next paragraph, impression number 1. There's chronic cough with reactive airways disease. Number 2, history of COVID-19 infection. Number 3 is anxiety. And number 4 is allergic rhinitis. Next paragraph. Plan, the patient was advised to get a CT chest without contrast. CT chest with contrast and a complete pulmonary function study with lung volumes. Also get a CBC IgE level and advised to use a albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs as needed, and a follow-up visit via agent approximately 6 weeks. Copy of a recent lab work will be requested. I will make an addendum after the next visit. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Erin Hough, H-O-U-G-H, M-D. Thank you.